Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Pacific Paradise by Kurt Carlson is the tale of two coming-of-age stories, one of a small island nation, the second of a young girl, daughter of the nation's president. Kurt Carlson was born and raised on Long Island, New York, spent 20 years in the U.S. Air Force, having spent approximately 14 of those years in the Pacific Theater of Operations. He was stationed in the Philippines, Thailand, and Okinawa, Japan. After retiring from the military, Kurt settled in Winter Haven, Florida. Kurt Carlson, breakthrough author of Pacific Paradise, our guest on This Week in America. Kurt, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Rick, for having me. It's great to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you to talk about this book, receiving rave reviews, Pacific Paradise. A lot of this based on some of the experiences you went through, and I'll let you tell the story as we go through the conversation today. First of all, what was the inspiration? Where did the idea for Pacific Paradise come from?
It just came to me when I was over there, when I was over in Okinawa. It was just a little, you know, it started out a like little story, and then it just grew and grew and grew. It's kind of based on the three countries I was over there. Geographically, it's like Okinawa. It's Samoa Job is sparse on the north end, as is Okinawa, and it's more densely populated on the southern end, as is Okinawa. And so that's from that. And then just from some of the experiences and things I've seen in the Philippines and Thailand, I just, the story just grew.
Well, it's a great backdrop for the story. In fact, it's a major part of the story in many cases. The book is Pacific Paradise. Kurt Carlson, the author and our guest. Kurt is with a K, K-U-R-T. Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N, is website, kurtcarlson.net. Book available Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you all this throughout the program, and it's all at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When did this idea start taking place? When you were there, seeing the what was going on there, these stories playing in your mind, or when you came back and really looked back on the time you had spent there?
No, it started while I was over there, probably about mid-1980s. I first went over to the Philippines in 1972, 1973. I was over there when President Ferdinand Marcos declared martial law. And it's funny because this last night I was reading an article. He was ousted in 1986, I believe, by Cory Aquino. And his son is coming back now and trying to run for president of the country.
You know, I just read that the other day. It's like there's a name from the past.
I just read it last night.
Yeah, that was. I think I read it a couple of days ago, and it was just like, wow, there's a name from the past trying to come back and reclaim some of that glory that his father thought he had during that amazing period over there. That's all the backdrop for Kurt's book, Pacific Paradise. What do you hope that readers take from reading this book? Tell me some of your thoughts as you were writing it, besides this really compelling series of stories. What do you hope they get from reading Pacific Paradise?
I hope they enjoy reading it, you know, as much as I enjoyed writing it. There's also a couple of, there's some scenes in there kind of graphic about abortion, and that just happens to, you know, we just had this Supreme Court thing going on.
Yes.
And it's like you could either side, if you're pro-abortion or anti-abortion, you can use the scenes from abortion to buffer up your side of the argument. So it's kind of like right there in the middle. You know, I'm not taking either side, but anybody on one side or anybody on the other side could use the scenes and say this is why we should have it or this is why we should not have it. So
there's so many issues and topics that you address in Pacific Paradise that come up, and we'll talk about those as we go through the conversation. The video, we've got Kurt's picture, we've got the picture of the book cover, and a shot from, I believe, Korea, one of the areas where Kurt was during his time in the Pacific during the military. A lot of messages in the book. I'm taken by the strong women characters that you have. Talk about that and how you developed the series of characters in Pacific Paradise.
Okay, well, you got the one from the beginning when the British first discover the island and take claim to it. And then after that story, it rolls up to 1960, and then you got Luana, and she's a five-year-old orphan, and she's went to live with her aunt. Her aunt has a bordello there, and her aunt takes her to see this Chinese merchant, Wu Feng, and he locks her up in a conex for 5 days so that she'll learn to always obey her aunt. And then it kind of fast forwards again. She's 12, and she's ready to be used by her aunt to further her aunt's gains, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yes.
And then the next year, there's a riot. The house is burned down. The aunt is killed. She inherits a lot of money, and the Chinese merchant introduces her to this politician, and they ended up with a lifelong friendship. And he helps her open up a bar. So at 13, she owns a bar on the beach. And then you got, she took in one of the concubines from the Chinese merchant, because she fell in disfavor with him because she got pregnant by his son. So she had the baby, and Luana helped her raise the baby. And the baby, Jeannie, she became a journalist later on. She was a strong person. And Mimi, the daughter, 16-year-old daughter of the president, she had a strong personality. Then Jason Richards' wife, Linda, he's the one that won he won a construction contract for building several hotels and a convention center on the northern end of the island. And before that, though, he was working, and he lost his job, and he was out of work for a while, so his wife had to go to work, Linda. So she went to work, and then through the various people she met, she had long suppressed feelings of lesbian relationship that now came out to the forefront. So that came out. So, and then, every woman in the thing is kind of strange. I didn't intentionally set out to do that. It just happened.
Well, they can all take care of their problems. They're all very strong women. It's featured in the book Pacific Paradise by Kurt Carlson. Kurt is K-U-R-T, if you're Googling that. His website, kurtcarlson.net. All of this on our website, book available at the usual places. You know, from a reading standpoint, this is great because you've got everything going. There are a lot of moving parts. The book does not drag at all. A lot of twists and turns as you tell the story. And then I'm thinking from an author standpoint, did you have the story and all these characters laid out before you started, or did you sort of...
No, they developed as I went along.
Interesting.
Now, when I was a lot younger, I used to read like James Michener, Harold Robbins.
Yeah.
James Clavell, and I got some of the ideas from there, like James Clavell in his book Taipei, he had a horse race. Well, I had crab races. We got a week long of crab races in this book. They have like 6 days of time trials, and then the seventh day is the actual races. So
wow.
I got that in there. That idea. And and what I can say.
Well, you cover a lot of ground, too. What the story starts in 1768, and then we end up moving into the 1960s and beyond. What was that like reflecting several centuries of growth as you're telling the story?
It's just kind of like how it happens, because 1768, it was like, you know, the way it was back then.
Yes.
1990s, everything is, you know, more modernized and everything.
So. I'm saying from a research standpoint, you know, you've got to go back and figure out, okay, I need to tell this to accurately reflect 1768 and then 1960. Maybe in your memory or not, but setting that have to be challenging. Was it fun writing this book? I get the impression you really enjoyed writing Pacific Paradise.
Oh, I did. I did. Yeah. I guess I did. It's always been in me. It just finally came out. I mean, I say it took 30 years and two wives to get it done because neither one of my wives liked my idea that I was doing the story. They thought it was a waste of time. Neither one of them read it, though.
Well, have you sent them autographed copies yet since the book is out there? And,
the one passed away three years
sorry
ago.
Sorry to hear that. Well, it's just well, and that's one thing you talk about on the website. You hope that you serve as an inspiration to other people. It's never too late to follow your passion. You mentioned like 50 years that you've got into finishing this book. How important was that, and what made you stick with this? It'd be pretty easy to say, you know, that was me yesterday. That's not me now. I'm retired. I don't want to do this. You went back and followed through on your passion. Talk a little bit about that and the motivation.
It was always in when I was started it when I was married to my first wife. Then when I retired from the Air Force, we split up. I came down to Florida. She went up to North Carolina. And I started working on it again. Then I met my second wife. We got married. She didn't like the idea I was doing that. So I kind of put it on the back burner. Unfortunately, she passed away at the age of 68. And that's when I brought it back out. And I said, life's too short. We don't know how much time we have. It's something I always wanted to do. I'm going to get it done. And whether it's successful or not, at least I can say I did it. And that's why I think everybody, you know, everybody has something they want to do. And there's always going to be the naysayers around them saying, oh, no, you can't do that. No, if that's something you want to do, you go right ahead and you do it. That's my message to anybody that wants cares to hear it.
And sometimes that
do what's important for you.
Well, and you're an example of actually doing that. I was just going to say sometimes the voice of the naysayer is in your head. We're telling ourselves subconsciously, I don't think you can do that. And you went forward. You've done that. The book is now published, receiving excellent reviews. You'll find it Amazon, the usual places. The book is Pacific Paradise. Kurt's website is kurtcarlson.net. Talk a little bit about now, the future. Are you working on anything else? I mean, you've done this. It took a while to do this, but you've done it. You've done it well. Another book in you?
Well, right now I got a couple of movie scripts about the book, and they're floating around in Hollywood. I've had a couple of bites on that. Nothing positive yet, but they're working their way around there. Hopefully somebody will catch on to it.
Well, it is very visual. It's an interesting location over there. It seems like movies based over there seem to do quite well. And I'm thinking of that actually as you read the story, that, boy, this could come to life off of the page as well. Talk about Samana Job. Is that sort of a compilation of cities that you were stationed in over there?
Yeah, geographically, it's like Okinawa, and Okinawa was 67 miles long and anywhere from 4 miles to 17 miles wide, and the north was sparse. The north, there was very little activity up the north. In the south, it was like the capital was there. Naha was down there. It was the big major cities were down there. So geographically wise, it's like that. And then just some of the rest of it was a complication of all the countries and in my imagination. So,
is it based on some of the events that you mentioned, the crab races there, based on some actual events or loosely on maybe what was going on in the world at the time, major events?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the first president, he gets with President Nixon, and he ends up putting the recording devices in his office, and he sees more for himself than he is for his country, and he ends up getting tricked to see he makes some plans is him and his wife, and the tapes get out and they get published in the media, and him and his wife have to split. They have to leave the country. Certain similar to what happened to somebody that was over there at the time. And when they leave the presidential palace, they let all the tourists go in, and they find out that the wife was spending hundreds of millions of dollars on evening gowns, unlike someone else who had a lot of shoes.
Interesting. Yes.
then, we just talked about that before this interview.
Yeah,
started.
So you tie all that together. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, and then, let's see, and then, you know, the abortion thing I was talking about, and that's happening now with the Supreme Court decision. They might overturn Roe v. Wade. And so what else was there? There was something else.
A lot of stories sort of ripped from the headlines and sort of fictionalized by Kurt in Pacific Paradise. I mentioned twists and turns here. If you think you know where the story's going, not necessarily the case. How was that from a writing standpoint? Again, did you have an idea ahead? I'm going to take people down this avenue, but I'm going to make a hard right here at the end and they'll never see it coming. Or did it happen once you got down that road yourself?
No, it just came about as I was going through it, because they had like the second day that this Jason Richards is on the island, he has his secretary Susan Clark with him. She gets kidnapped by this brotherhood. Now this brotherhood is run by this Chinese merchant, and he has this guy Spud. They call him Spud because his head is like a potato, and he kidnaps Susan and locks her up in a cave, and she's his sexual slave for many weeks while everybody's looking for her on the island. And in the end, she gets her revenge. I won't go into it, but Jeannie's mother, she gets raped a second time, and this time she don't know who the father is, so she wants to get an abortion. So Spud takes her down to this place called Shantytown. And down in Shantytown, it's like wide open. It's you don't go down there if you don't live down there. You don't go down there if you're not invited to go down there. You'll never make it back up. And they got this guy they call the Knifeman, and he goes ahead and he's like a butcher, and then he also butchers people if he needs to. And
Boy, there's so much going on in the book, Pacific Paradise. You've got political factions fighting each other, cannibalism, incest relationships, sex slaves, drug trade, crab races that Kurt talked about, shifting alliances as the storyline grows. You'll be captivated by each page as you're going through the book. This, as we talked about a few minutes ago, was really the fulfillment of a lifetime dream that you had. What's it like? What sense of accomplishment do you have as you're there with a copy of Pacific Paradise with your name on the cover?
Oh, I think it's the greatest thing. I mean, it's something you can see, something you can hold.
Yes.
And like you said, it has my name on it, and I love it, you know. And it's just something I did, I created, I made it, and it's from my imagination.
Well, you have a very vivid imagination. You're a very talented storyteller as well. Was that always the case? Were you always sort of reading and telling stories during your school days?
I did a little bit when I was like in elementary school, where I just kind of write these stories, and then once in a while, a teacher let me read them in front of the class. If I could step back in time, say go back to like when I was 15 or 16, I would get more into writing, whether it be journalism or whether it be whatever, just to get going on it.
Well, you're a published author now, so that part is, you know, you don't have to go back. You've actually done that, and it's taken a while, and the results speak for themselves. The book is Pacific Paradise, Kurt Carlson. Kurt is K-U-R-T, Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N. His website is kurtcarlson.net. Book available Amazon, the usual places. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Possibly will be picked up as a movie, TV, something like that, a video series of some kind. Kurt, best of luck on that, because it really jumps off of the pages. This would make an excellent video presentation, whether it be movie or a TV feature, that type of thing. Congratulations on the success, the motivation, the perseverance to get to this point of writing Pacific Paradise. An excellent job. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you for having me, Rick. It's been very enjoyable.
It has been our pleasure.
I've never done that. That's the first time for me, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Well, you can check this off the list as well, doing a radio show, and you've done an excellent job with that. Seemed like a veteran guest on the program, talking about the book and all the key points of the book, and it's been such a pleasure to have Kurt with us on the program. It's Kurt Carlson. The book is Pacific Paradise. All this information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.